Today's Lenten devotional is written by Lynn Cox, class of 2014. I pray Psalm 25 with renewed focus now that I'm in my 70s. Its lament and longing are especially meaningful during Lent. Lord, remember not the sins of my youth, verse 7, and let me be counted among your true friends, verse 14, in this life. You probably have your own catalog of youthful sins. My youth looks tame to an outside observer, but the Lord knows the truth. Memories of hidden transgressions can ambush my senior self without warning. I wince to recall people hurt by youthful habits, my petty greed and grasping, my wheedling to gain position, my desperation to cover any hint of ignorance or failure. The list goes on. Asking God to forget the sins of our youth is at the same time to re-acknowledge the wrongs done in a past we cannot change. The psalmist does not want to live in the memory of past sins, though, and neither should we. Accordingly, we ask God to remember us not for our sinful past, but for his goodness' sake. Out of his goodness, God does much more. He pardons our guilt, leads us, and teaches us his way of steadfast love and faithfulness. In the process, God reveals himself and gives us his friendship. Jesus is now that revelation, and in him we have what the psalmist longed for, the stroll in the garden intimacy of Eden, once lost because of our sin. In Christ we are privy to the Father's plan. We are friends of God. From the security of this relationship, Lent invites us to recall the sins of our youth, to feel and regret the harm we've done, that we might recognize afresh the benefits of God's forgiveness and forgetfulness and the joy of holy friendship gifted to us by Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your steadfast love, faithfulness, and forgiveness. Free us, Lord, from the burden of a past which we cannot change, but which you can redeem. Lead us in your truth, instruct us in your way, and teach us how to walk with you as our Savior and friend. Amen.